Crisis in Britannia, Day 72. I'm Bunderbard, and you're listening to Britannia Network News. In the headlines today, Minax continues to be cited defending the walls of Trenzic from Dupre's army. While the army has had some success in retaking all or parts of the city on some shards, the Paladin of Trenzic says that it is still tough going, and this isn't over yet, not by a long shot. BNN reporter Drennan Quick is standing by with a live report from the fallen city of Trenzic. Drennan?
Hail, Bundor. I'm back at the Shining Path Armory with Gregor the Blacksmith. As reported earlier, Gregor and his staff have been making weapons and armor for the brave resistance fighters here in Trenzic. Gregor, what news have you heard from the fighters?
Well, the situation here is looking pretty desperate. We've lost half the city to those infernal blockades. Many of the citizens are trapped in their own homes. We can't seem to break them down.
Has the resistance made any headway at all?
A bit, but not much. You can walk around the streets sometimes as long as you got some fighters with you. But for the most part, stay inside with the windows locked and the doors barred. It's not safe out there, not for anyone.
Do you have any advice for those wishing to help in the fight?
Aye, get yourself organized. I can't tell you how often I see a bunch of would-be heroes running around attacking everything in sight. Then they go up against one of them skeleton commanders, and well, it ain't pretty. We need folks around here to start using tactics and working together, or we'll never free the city.
Sound advice, Gregor. That's all the time we have right now, Bundor. Back to you.
Thank you for that revealing interview, Drennan. In the rest of the news, the annual Vesper Rabbit Hunt went off with nary a hitch yesterday. The skies were sunny, the winds were calm, and the rabbits were bountiful. Hunters from across the realm assembled at the southern border of the town early yesterday morning, weapons in hand. No mages were allowed, but archers, swordsmen, mace fighters, and even a few wrestlers stood side by side, eager to demonstrate their rabbit hunting prowess. Upon the blowing of the ceremonial rabbit hunting horn, our fearless hunters scattered off into the woods. Most went off alone in separate directions. Some paired up. Some took their dogs with them. One hunter even brought his pet cat with him. He did not win, and the cat is expected to live. At the end of the day, the winner of the hunt was Kalia Starlight of Moonglow. The young maiden cleaned out the forest with a total of 48 rabbit pelts. Hats off to Kalia Starlight. Rabbits the world over will tremble at her spoken name. And that's the news for today. For BNN, I'm Bunderbard,